You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. Exco, give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. And that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Exco, give it to you. Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Order now at Acura.com.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's disinfecting wipes conveniently tackle surfaces, including remotes, tablets, and smartphones, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Mark and Sarah talk about songs, talk about songs, talk about songs.
And it's often a walk in the park, but never more so than today. Hello, listeners. I'm your co-host, Sarah D. Bunting, and the cake to my reign? No. My co-host, Mark Blankenship. Hello, Mark.
I actually am currently covered in sweet green icing, so that was more appropriate than you might have expected.
There's a lot of drama and plot in today's matchup. Mark, tell us more about what we're listening to today.
Today we are going to be looking at MacArthur Park by Richard Harris, and that matters. Not the Donna Summer disco remake from the 70s that reached number one, but the Richard Harris original from the 60s that reached number two. And we are going to be looking at Jurassic Park, Weird Al Yankovic's 1993 parody, obviously timed to the release of the original Jurassic Park film. It's a lot. It's a lot in a lot of ways. That's what I'll say.
It really is. I don't think I'd heard the original in 30 years. It's 30 years long. That could be why I actually started listening to it in like the 90s. And then it just finished up with that extremely constipated falsetto from old Dick. These lyrics are so late 60s in their just like obliviously earnest too muchness. They're just like the word outre was coined for words for lyrics like this, I feel like, or cringe also may have been coined for lyrics like this. But you almost have to admire how just like the commitment to extra, extra on every level, performance, lyrics, the strings, and then there's like movements. Here is my favorite thing that I learned while prepping this episode. This was originally conceived as a cantata, which was offered to the association, and the association, who are like the corniest corns who ever fucking corned of the 60s, were like, no, not for us. What? I cannot think of a more association work product than a song who, sincerely, I always think the real title is Who Left the Cake Out in the Rain?
Well, it should be.
It should be. It's just, I mean,
but yeah, the band that sang Never My Love and Cherish,
yeah,
deciding, and Windy,
and
deciding
Requiem.
Like, don't come for me, Asosh.
Oh my God. What was the objection? That it was too corny or not corny enough?
Yeah, we're like, wait a minute. At 7 minutes, this song does reach a certain operatic intensity that some might experience as being not cheesy. Cut. Never mind then. And, can't risk it.
I mean,
can't risk it,
fellas.
It was
getting radio play. Like, this was the radio edit.
Yeah, which also tells you that the 60s were a very different time.
Yeah, or that, you know, some tripping balls DJ was like, time has no meaning anymore, and also I have to poo, so.
I was going to say, as you've often said before about songs like Let It Be, when the coffee's kicking in, you throw on MacArthur
when
Park.
The coffee's kicking in and the otter's poking his head out, hello,
oh, stop!
Jude.
No!
Sorry.
I feel like now I am melting in the rain like the sweet green icing.
I'm so sorry. But, I mean, we are talking tangentially at the moment about Weird Al, who often puts hand fart noises in his songs, so it seems...
That's true.
...appropriate.
I will say, I really only realized now, at least looking at the lyric sheet for this song, that it's actually fairly comprehensible as a story of failed love.
Yeah.
Because, truly, I only ever remembered... Someone left the cake out in the rain, and I always just thought, oh, this song is an acid trip. And then when you're listening to the Donna Summer version, you're just waiting for the beat to come in anyway, so who cares what the lyrics are about?
Right.
But this song is not as absolutely batshit incomprehensible as I thought, which is a low compliment. I understand it's a mild compliment.
I mean,
but
the leaving of a cake out in the rain is really evocative, and I have definitely used it in other... in other media, like you are there. Like, it's extremely melodramatic, and it's probably like a 17-year-old's party, and you're like, oh my god, you're not gonna care about this at all in 3 years. But it is evocative, and I will also say that for the audience, which is the at this time in cultural history not terribly ironically disposed teenager of America, this kind of histrionicism is just the thing. And I've really been getting into reading the YouTube comments under the originals lately when I'm researching. Even if it's something I have in my iTunes library, I'd rather go and see what they're saying on YouTube, because this was like a bunch of like late baby boomer aged people remembering laying in their rooms and listening to this on the radio and feeling extremely dramatic and alienated and alone while possibly menstruating into a pad that was clipped to a belt. And there was something extremely like touching and moving about these people being like, okay, I know, cake out in the rain, blah blah blah, but when you were 16 years old in 1968, this song not only sent you but went with you on the trip. And I just thought that that was really sweet, and that every song, no matter how much we might be like, ugh, and not be incorrect, every song's pot has a bunch of lids out there that are like, this fit.
Yeah,
me.
Totally right. That's very well said. Sidebar, obviously, you're also then going to be scrolling through the inevitable categories of comments on older songs, including, I wish that music were this good now. Mm-hmm. No fillers, no booty showing, just pure talent. Who's here in 2024? And then also, inevitably, this was my mother/sister/father/first boyfriend's favorite song, and then
they're dead now. Yes.
Yeah, always.
And while I was reading some of these, like, when I had finally reunited with my birth father, he died a week later, and we sang this to each other, like the 13th iteration of that comment, where I was like, oh my god.
I'm not even sure I believe it anymore.
Yeah, rosy-fingered Dawn is like, can someone hold my beer? This is insane. Then that was the moment in the song where it went full frontal Godspell. And I was like, I am the fifth dimension. I don't know what's happening. Help me. Help me. I'm lost in the 60s.
I just want to say that one of the reasons this show continues to delight me is that you just tossed off a reference to the Odyssey to make your point about YouTube commenters who say that everyone they love has died.
I know, like, in this epic, let me just remind you with a mnemonic.
Oh,
our hero
shit.
Is still in disguise, while Penelope, I mean, Jesus.
she's just undoing that shawl or that tapestry, y'all.
I mean, did she get 2 hours of sleep in 20 years? But enough about Penelope. Shall we listen to a clip?
Yes, and the last thing I will say is please note that this comes from Richard Harris's perfectly titled for the era album, A Tramp Shining.
I mean, I'm not sure I can find the soundboard because I have sprained both of my eyeballs. Good luck to us all. Here's Dick.
The birds like tender babies in your hands, and the old man playing checkers by the trees. MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green ice.
I mean, I did go back to a certain gift that I received from you when the icing was flowing down. Would you like to share that with the listeners?
Oh, God. Yes. Okay. There's a very popular book called Where the Crawdads Sing. You may have read it. Many millions of people have read this book. I read this book and, to be gentle, I did not love it. And I would, during the process of reading the book, frequently on Slack, force Sarah to read certain passages that I felt were particularly egregious. And there is one of the passages where the author writes, they ate cake the way it was meant to be eaten, with their fingers smacking noisily, or just some
and then like icing coated grins that was like,
yes,
it was just terrible writing on a bunch of different levels. And then Mark had this etched into a stack of paper plates in like gilt lettering, like that, you know, Airbnb live, laugh, love script. This passage is on paper plates. So yeah, every time we have pizza, I think of this. We're eating pizza the way it was meant to be eaten. Silently and without a whole bunch of foofer trying to be poetical.
I thought about sending you that gift on a real plate, and I thought, no, it's funnier if it's on a paper plate.
It is. It is. And if you can then do like before and after with like pizza grease or like, you know, actual icing, maybe I'll bust them out for my birthday this year. I still have a few left.
Hmm. Now, I cannot prove this, but listening to that clip reminds me, I am convinced that Jim Steinman loved this song.
Oh, God, yeah. And also, someone at the association crossed over into the recording bay or situation, because the opening bars of the clip we just heard, like, that's a very association sound, that there's almost like a harpsichord quality to it. You can almost picture and smell the fisherman knit sweater that has not been laundered since 1965.
Yep.
On some guy named Travis with very long hair. I mean, I will say this about Richard Harris. He doesn't bail. Like, he doesn't cheat the story. He feels it. He believes it. And it is extraordinarily corny, but the his belief in it is somewhat affecting. That said, 7 minutes. No.
And frankly, at the end of the day, we all know that the Donna Summer version is better, but that's not the one that Weird Al parodied.
No.
On his 1993 album, Alapalooza, which also brought us the song we've discussed earlier in this season, Bedrock Anthem. Mm-hmm. And the Jurassic Park parody is just the plot of Jurassic Park set to the tune of MacArthur Park. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's not even real commentary on Jurassic Park. He's just like, these are the things that happen in this movie, but he does it with grandiosity. And before we go further, Sarah, I would love to just listen to the clip, because say what you will about anything else, Weird Al is a very vocally malleable artist, and I was impressed by the vocal at the very end of the song, so I clipped it.
Well, this sure ain't no retake it. Think I'll tell them where to stick it.
I believe that this is the same sequence of the song during which someone is being given a Heimlich and Barney the dinosaur's head is popped out of their windpipe.
Yes, with little X's over its eyes.
And the whole video is claymation, which is the perfect choice for this. This was such a perfect marriage of the tone of the original and the extremely sort of like commercial, thrillery blockbuster tone of the content. And he, often the success of an Al satire for me depends on how he can work the gap between the tones of original and his own topic. And It is expert here. And I also think that this is a song that he like grew up with and had been contemplating how he was going to work with it. So I just, and then there are a lot of fun visuals, like just like the claw where the dinosaur is like testing the electric fence and there's a little like doink doink sound effect. It's, I mean, just a lot of little jokes, but then you talk about commitment that in the clip we just heard, but throughout, that he is not cheating that extremely like somber, self-serious, you know, I'll never love again. And someone pick the pieces of cake out of the grass and throw them into my grave, like melodrama of the original, that to make that tone, to somehow marry it to this giant blockbuster about cloned dinosaurs rampaging around, and how he's like, I'm never coming to this place again. I don't enjoy being, you know, decapitated. It's just really good.
The claymation version of Wayne Knight that's in this video is very impressive to me.
Uh-huh.
It just really looks like Wayne Knight in clay.
And Weird Al's hair is amazing. Also, it looks like cake icing, which I think is advised. And if it's not, don't tell me different.
I will, however, say that for me, because the song doesn't really comment on Jurassic Park and just relates the plot, it is a lesser entry in the Weird Al canon, despite the very impressive vocal. So that is why, at the end of the day, for all of its excesses, I still did, in fact, have to vote for MacArthur Park here.
Huh. I mean, if Richard Harris were still alive, I would have voted for MacArthur Park just because I wouldn't want to tip him into a fatal depression.
Right.
By voting against it, but he has already crossed over, and I just thought the Weird Al version was so well chosen and thoughtful, and credit to the original for giving me miles of material to dunk on it with, but I had to vote Weird Al.
And so did the patrons. They, 2/3 of them voted for Jurassic Park, so that's one more tick in the win column for Mr. Yankovic.
But seriously, folks, first of all, that evens up the score. Second of all, treat yourself to some of these YouTube comments. And also, maybe we should do a bingo card.
But don't worry, y'all. That's not it for the week. Coming up later this week, we've got the Weird Al's King of Suede. And to hear that episode, you need to be a patron at patreon.com/mastis, but you can hear it by being a patron at any level. For as little as $3 a month, you can hear every single one of our patron-only episodes this season, and that is, in fact, half of the season. So we hope that you will join us there to figure out if it's the police or the King of Suede Town who's going to be taking home the next ribbon.
Yeah, and that's, you know, really important, because Patreon supporters also vote to decide who is going to win each face-off. And we are currently tied 6-6.
Yeah.
So
this is the time when your vote can actually change the future.
Yeah.
Think about it, okay? Do you want the arc of history to bend in a way that you approve of? Now's your chance.
And you don't get to complain if you don't vote on this stuff. So We would love to see you regardless, even if you're an abstainer. We love your comments. We love your comments on the Discord. And if you're not feeling fiscally up to it right now, we understand. It's tough out there, but you can still find us on social media. We're on Facebook at mastass.podcast. We're on Instagram at mastasseverywhere. And you can always email us if you want to keep it private. talkaboutsongs@gmail.com. We are a proud member of the Believe Network, BLEAV.com, and we are proud of doing this podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll talk to you next time.
Here they come. Here they come. Here they come, yeah.
Well, some are walking, some are riding.
Here they come, yeah.
And some are flying, some are sliding. At least after years of being kept in hiding, they're climbing up the ladder on my rung.
Into the young, yeah.
Yeah, they've learned a thing.
Into the young, yeah.
When you think they think, not only learn to think,
but to care.
Not only learn to think,
but to dare.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like.
X-Go, give it to you.
How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. That's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it?
Let's go, give it to you.
Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S.
Give up.
Order now at Acura.com.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Want to make Mom's Day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat Mom to the good stuff from just $30.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll be inviting everyone over. From barbecues to girls' night, the kids can even host their friends.
Whoa, it smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy, the way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.